Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Really proud of the guys. We got a really good team victory in there.
And Edwards and Edmonds, I love those two together. They balance each other out, but when it's Walker, Sweat, Gervin Dexter, and Andrew Billings up front, those guys are like, remember that 1950s sci-fi flick, Invasion of the Human Body Snatchers?
They come from another world, spawned in the light years of space, unleashed to take over the bodies and souls of the people of our planet.
That's what they do.
And Matthew Stafford with yet another comeback victory. Now he goes to work with a 6-0. That ball is out, and the Bears defense may have come up with a crucial play.
Well, watch Sweat. He's going to get protection help by Parkinson right there, 86, and then Whittington even comes across to try and help out, and he bulldozes both of them.
Miles, where do they come from?
I don't know.
This time he's going to get wrapped up, and the Bears pass rush finally gets to him. And this is a good start to the season for Gervon Dexter Sr. Stafford, 16 years in. That's another big play by Jaquan Brisker.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread. As the unimaginable becomes real, the impossible becomes true.
Brisker comes clean to Stafford. And it's a sack, his first of the season.
I don't want any part of it. You're forgetting something, Miles. What's that? You have no choice.
Stafford unloads. Hit as he throws. Ball game. Brisker. Bears win.
Can't you see? Everyone. They're here already. You're next.
Remember that 1950s sci-fi flick, Invasion of the Human Body Snatchers?
That's a fun movie.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Outstanding work, as per usual, for Chris Tannehill, Shane Reardon. It is Spiegel and Holmes. He's Spiegel, I'm Holmes. The Bears won. The sun is shining. Bears fans are happy, and we are happy to be here with you from 2 until 6 o'clock.
Nothing connects this city like a Bears win. You're so right, Lawrence, when you're talking about it in transition. You end up having conversations. You get people texting you out of the blue like, hey, is it me or are we great? Are we great? And like, no, we're not quite great, but it's good that you're feeling good. And like, you have conversations with toll collectors, conversations at the drugstore when you're stopping and making an errand. It's a good moment.
It's really
toll collectors, huh?
What is it?
How many? Often?
Toll collectors? Whatever I'm going by, you know.
Yeah, still not doing the iPass thing, huh?
still going to tolls.
Still got a pocket full of change,
I like
baby.
That opportunity for connection, okay? I like the opportunity for interaction. Sure, it's a dated reference. Fine.
It's just nice, like, when you're able to just walk around and talk with people. And I had, like, this crazy experience yesterday at Soldier Field.
I want to hear about it, man. Your first time there as a fan...
Yeah.
Ever?
Ever.
For a Bears game?
Ever.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was very weird to go through the whole process of not having a press pass.
Were you taking notes in the stands?
No, I tried not to do that because I knew I was going to rewatch the game. But like some of it is just mental stuff where you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember this. And my seats were amazing. And the people were great.
Oh,
a lot of people showed love. Like they were like, oh, so excited for the new show. I was in a good section with a bunch of great Bears fans, and they made it easy for me to consume the game.
That's tremendous.
And I will tell you, there is one thing that I think being in the press box wouldn't have allowed me to understand as well as being in the stands. And that's the effect that Tory Taylor is having on America.
That's not what I expected to be the thing that you felt out there. There was a buzz for the punter.
He's a hero. He's a hero. And people, that's now a thing. Him coming out to punt after what people saw, have seen throughout the beginning of the season and what they saw yesterday.
We do love special teams in this town. We just put one in the Hall of Fame. We can be that. We can be the town to put a punter in. Be the second one ever. Ray Guy's the only one.
Yes,
I think.
This guy has got star potential with the folks over at Soldier Field. I'm telling you that right now.
We do love punts,
and we love wins. It's great. It's honestly, I was having a conversation with someone fairly high up in the Bears organization, and I said, you know that we prefer when you guys win, right? That this is a good thing for all of us when you guys win. And last week was not a lot of fun. Trying to figure out what went wrong, hearing that there had been a whole bunch of meetings that were going on at Hallis Hall, I think there's some positivity that comes out of it. I really enjoyed just everything that went with mostly the second half of yesterday's game.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff there. And last week was miserable. And you were afraid that it was going to keep going down a really bad path because we saw the Rams come back the way they had against San Francisco the week before. And we had talked about that game, and you're realizing, well, they have a better head coach and they have a better quarterback, so that's not going to be good. And there were moments during the game where you're like, well, here it is. Here comes that better quarterback, because Stafford was so adult and professional in the way that he was running everything there. But you said it in the text thread. I think if Cooper Kupp or Puka Nacua is in that game, we might be looking at a different thing. Because having your closer or two of your closers to finish drives in the red zone the way that they could not might have really brought about a different thing. Because they dominated from time to time from between the 20s. And like had so many people wide open. And the way that offense functions, man, and the way that Stafford functions, I'm like, wait, who's Whittington? Oh, that's Jordan Whittington, a sixth round pick, the third Texas wide receiver off the board in the draft. And you saw him catching passes underneath that were wide open. Then he makes one move, and you're like, that is an extremely effective NFL wide receiver as a sixth-round rookie. He's their fourth wide receiver yesterday. They can make pedestrian people look good. And when they've got their really good people, they can make them look great.
All I know is that every time I looked up, Atwell was wide open. Like you're seeing them really manipulate the middle of the field.
Yes.
You're seeing them take the cover two beaters and use them. And then it's like, wait, he's open again?
Yeah.
Like
5 yards open.
Yes.
And it's freaky. It doesn't feel safe when you're seeing that. You're like, I think this guy can just roll right through us. But I loved that we had the conversation already in transition, and we'll touch on it today and throughout the week. What Matthew Stafford can do when he controls an offense is what they are asking Caleb Williams to do. And it is rare to ask a rookie to do this much, and he is showing an ability to do a lot of it, and it keeps progressing from week to week. There are problems, there are issues. You'd like him to be more accurate down the field. There are communication issues with some of the wideouts on some of those plays down the field that we'll talk about. But the fact that he can audible as much as he is, control the line of scrimmage as much as he is, and change things up is an incredibly good sign in the big picture.
What I loved about it, it's a small thing, and it's not something that's very sexy, Spiegs, when you're talking about quarterback play. It's Caleb Williams taking the free cheese. This guy, you know what I wrote down in my notes? When I'm watching it, because I went back and watched the television version today.
And that's when you took the notes. Not in the stands.
Yeah, not in the stands.
I always take notes in the stands, and people always look at me.
I mean, I guess I could have done it in my notes app. I could have done it digitally, but I figured I'm used to watching games that way. So there's stuff that I knew that I was going to pick up on. But it's funny, like, in the post game, I thought this was a big moment. This is Caleb and him talking about taking checkdowns. And I know it's not sexy. I know that that's a thing. But I want you to listen to him kind of explain it. And I'll tell you what I wrote down in my notes about it. I wrote that hey, kid, you don't have to do this alone. That's the difference to me between where he's at right now and where he was at USC. And Mark Sanchez made mention of it, but this is what Caleb had to say about it.
When you have a defense like us, you got a punter and a kicker that we have. You not turn the ball over, it goes a long way. You're going to win a lot of games. Handling myself appropriately last week, understanding, you know, ways that I need to get better, and obviously the steady growth throughout the season is extremely important for myself, but also for the team. Not turn the ball over, decision making, and things like that. I would have to say it was a little better.
What about the more subtle decisions you made? I mean, the turnovers are obvious when we see that, but just recognizing what was available to you, like from play to play to play.
Yeah, I would say so. Getting a few more checkdowns. We always talk about how big checkdowns are, especially on third downs and things like that, whether it's third down and long, third down and short, or medium. Being able to steal a third down is kind of what we call it, whether you're running, as a runner, as a scrambler or whatever, or, things like that, or finding a checkdown and stealing it that way. So, I think we did well with that as a group. C2, split two when you catch it. And the guys did a great job.
You don't have to do it alone. There were games at USC last year where you're watching Caleb Williams and you see a guy going, I have to go crazy if we're going to even be in this game. And I'm sure that it takes a little while to understand that you're working with pros. These guys want to help. And sometimes, considering the guys that he has on his offense, let DJ Moore make a play for you. Let DeAndre Swift make a play for you. Let Rome make a play for you. You don't have to do it by yourself.
No, it's true.
And I love seeing him go, huh, okay, nothing here? Cool. Let's get 6 yards. And that 6 yards turns into 10.
Oh, dude, absolutely. And how many times do we see Stafford even do that? Like, oh, it's 3rd and 20. Let me go ahead and get 13 and this field goal will be easier.
Right.
Yeah. It's NFL. And Tanny found a thing from Belichick a couple weeks ago of him talking about what Brady's best trait was, and it was simply not having negative plays, having positive plays, moving the ball down the field. That's your job with the offense, just to move it down the field. And if that means you get 5, that's fine, instead of taking the chance for 15 every time. There was actually a moment just before, is it Young-Wei Koo who kicked the game winner for Atlanta? Kirk Cousins on like 3rd and 20 or 3rd and 18 tried to get the whole thing and didn't get it and set up. Koo had to kick a 58 yarder to win the game. And I wrote down at the time, I'm like, why are you doing that, Kirk? You're a veteran. You should know. Go get 10 and let him kick a 48 yarder to win the game. Instead, he like put the pressure on him to kick a 58 yarder. And he made it because kickers are outrageous, and we live in the future now where kickers just can just make stuff. But no, that's a huge thing for Caleb to learn and to show. And we saw a lot of it yesterday.
Them eliminating negative plays, like that's got to be one of the things that they're going to work through this week in practice. Because it happened too often, especially in the first half. 1st and 10 turns into 1st and 25. 1st and 10 turns into 1st and 15. That's a recipe for disaster. And they're lucky that they weren't playing a full strength Rams offense that could have made them pay for it. Now you play who you play. Your schedule is your schedule, and you take the win, you smile and you laugh, and you get ready for next week against the Carolina Panthers. But seeing them then be able to do that in.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.